The Dodgers looking to build off that exhilarating victory over the Phillies Saturday night as they look to sweep away the Phils. But in the top of the first, Hyunjin Ryu falls behind.
The 1-1. Lined into center field for a base hit. In to score is Galvis, and just like that, five pitches into the game, the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
Nick Pivetta trying to get his first out, another 2-2. And it's yanked to left, a base hit to tie the game. Justin Turner brings home Andrew Tolles with an RBI single, and it's 1-1. Taylor drills one, left center field, Nava turns, watches it go! Chris Taylor puts the Dodgers in front with a solo shot.
The 2-0. Tolles with a fly ball, well hit to right center field. It is way back there, and it is gone! A three-run home run for Andrew Tolles, his fifth of the year. And the Dodgers take a 5-1 lead.
At third, Turner's got it. Somehow, no vision problems there. A one-hopper that he spears for out number two.
The Dodgers earn a three-game sweep as they take it 5-3. Hyunjin Ryu earns his first victory since August of 2014, a season-high 9 Ks along the way. Justin Turner stays red-hot, three more hits to extend the major's longest current hitting streak to 16 games. There was no topping the drama from Saturday night's improbable victory, but Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts was more than content with a largely uneventful 5-3 win to finish off a three-game sweep of the Phillies.
Ryu was good. Well, it was good. Obviously, overcame that first, scored a triple, misplayed ball in right, overcame that. He threw the ball well. You know, there was a compete in there. The pitch mix was really good. The change was good. And, I thought he pitched well. I thought he pitched well. And for me, we could have tried to get him through that six right there. But I just felt that I liked Romo with those next two guys. And I thought it was a really good outing from Hyunjin. It was, absolutely. And I think that, if you look at his starts, four or five starts, I think that if you look at the starts, if you take out, some of the slug, there's just, a handful of pitches that he just left out of the big part of the plate. But outside of that, the quality, the whole body of work, really good. So he's continuing to trend in the right direction.
The leadoff guy seems to pack a pretty nice punch last night and today.
You know what? Andrew is... he's fun to watch. He's athletic. He's strong. He's, maybe a little naive, and it's great. It's great to see. He doesn't scare from a big spot, and he just wants to help us win. And today, that three-run homer was huge.
Good naive, I take it.
Definitely a good naive. You know, I think that, and I say that in a way that, he's still a young player in the big leagues, and. Not knowing the entire league, but really not caring. Just going up there and competing and trying to put together at bats, play defense, and help us win baseball games. So that's, as a coach, it's very refreshing.
How close are we to not talking about Hyunjin 2015 and 16?
For me, I think that's, obviously that's in the past, and I think that for him, where he's at right now, he's throwing the ball pretty dang well. And so... I know last year, the last couple of years were very difficult for him as far as the health, but he's consistently working, preparing, and like I've said, even when his ERA was inflated a little bit, I feel good every single time he takes the mound.
I think it was a pickoff, a second at the time, Friendo.
Yeah, that was one of those, just a play to potentially keep the base runner Rupp at second base, and obviously you get the pitcher bunting through the baseball, and so he's not very fleet of foot, Rupp, so he was trying to get a good lead, and Riazzi made a bat, great back pick. Big out.
Is Chris Taylor auditioning to stay on this roster even after those guys come off the DL?
We're not sure. You know, I think that Chris has shown very well. We knew his makeup, the athleticism, the versatility, and, you know, his swing change this winter. So everything plays. So, you know, as guys come back, you know, we'll make those decisions.
Dave, Andrew just told me out on the field that he went to Justin Turner this morning to get his thoughts, and that Justin was helping him with his mechanics and some things to change. I'm not sure if you watched that or knew that was happening, but just an interesting, you know, interaction between those two.
I didn't know that, but I think that, you know, when you have players talking to one another about mechanics or game planning, you know, I think that's a really good thing. And obviously JT's well-versed. He's a student of the game. So, you know, I think that over the course of, you know, this season and last year, Andrew's really opened up. And so everyone, you know, thinks the world of him. So, yeah, when he's having those conversations, especially initiating them, that's a good thing.
With home runs and back-to-back games, Andrew Tolles is swinging the hottest bat in the Dodger lineup this side of Justin Turner, with the key three-run homer in the sixth to give the Dodgers a 5-1 edge.
Not really. I don't really consider myself a leadoff hitter. I'm just a guy that's been put in that position. But a little surprising, but my batting practice is pretty powerful too. So, I mean, it's working out, yeah.
Do you like that leadoff spot though? You seem to be enjoying it a little bit.
Wherever they put me, I don't really complain. So, leadoff is fine with me, yeah.
Justin Turner continues to be an amazing guy at the plate for you guys. Is there anything from his execution and his day-to-day that you take from him?
Yeah. He actually helped me out today with some of my mechanics. He's hitting 400. I mean, you can't really argue with a guy helping you out is hitting like that. So, he's been helping me and some of the coaches. And, just take what you can from him. Yeah.
Did you go to him and ask him for help, or was he pointing out some things that he had been noticing?
No, I'm going to him. I mean, somebody hitting like that, you can't let him walk past you. So, I definitely went to him.
Yeah, got to take a little bit of that magic from him. This is your first sweep of the season, and obviously with the Giants coming into town tomorrow, that momentum has to feel good and sort of necessary right now.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to take the next series seriously. Play hard and hopefully we can win some more games.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
The Dodgers remain at home on Monday night as they host the arch rival San Francisco Giants.